All right, we will call our meeting to order. And first on our agenda is the tires, correct?
I think diesel is on the agenda for first.
Okay.
Clean air.
Go ahead, Frank. Tell us what's going on.
Hello, Mr. Strahan.
You hear him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're going to talk about the diesel, the clean air grant opportunity first. After having reviewed our entire fleet, we've come up with 10 vehicles that are all on-road dump trucks that qualify for what's called a DOC. Basically, it's changing out the mufflers on 10 vehicles, the average price of a muffler being $1,200 to $1,800. And it will reduce the emissions by 40%, the PMs, or particulate matter that comes out of the trucks as a pollution source. The only cost to us at this point in time would be installation of the mufflers, which is a relatively simple procedure. So at this point in time, I'm seeking authorization to move forward with the grant opportunity, of which the deadline is this Friday, and I believe Mrs. Redford was going to take it up there personally to Drury.
Have you filled out the application yet?
I'm about 80% complete on the application form, just waiting on some further information from Rex, but I'm very comfortable that I can have it completed by tomorrow afternoon or so. So the grant is for $12,369. It's a lottery-style grant. By reading it, my interpretation is they put it into a bin, like a bingo bin, and if you pull it out, you pull it out.
Okay. Has anybody looked at the application? We normally have a couple people look at it sometimes, like Linda or Ron Hausman. But Debbie's helping you, is that right?
Debbie Redford, myself and Linda met about 2 weeks ago initially on this. And I've read the entire package. I'm assuming Ms. Redford has also. I don't know that. But the three of us have been working together on it.
Okay.
And I wanted to, prior to even approval, I wanted to get majority of the background information assembled in the event that we do have the approval that we wouldn't be in a crunch time.
So the only expense that we have is the cost of labor to install we get this grant.
And according to the grant ride package, the shipping costs would also not be covered.
Of the mufflers?
Of the mufflers.
Okay. And that's?
Coming out of Springfield, it should be minimal.
Okay.
Another unique situation that I have not talked to Linda about with this is that the sources that we looked at for acquiring the mufflers that would meet the grant's requirements, typically when we have an expenditure of this amount, we would have to go through the bid process. In this particular situation, I think we would need to go with a sole source based on the calls that were made.
I mean, that's something that we can decide when it's time. When we get the money, we can make that determination, I think. We don't have to make the determination on the grant, do we?
No.
So, I'm comfortable with things. What about you guys?
Yeah, I think it improves our situation with this silly ozone deal that they've got proposed that they've got us thrown in on, and it looks like that we need to do something to help in the prevention of whatever the decimal is that they come up with on that, and it makes it look good on Tanya County that we're taking this step if we decide to go that way.
Okay.
Question: you 10 vehicles?
Yes, sir.
12 to 18,000.
1,800 total.
I'm sorry, 1,800. The total grant's 12,369.
Yes.
And so, if you did 10 vehicles, it's going to have to be 12,000. I guess my question is that's all we're going to plan to spend? In other words, if we only did 8 or 9, or 7 or 8, or something.
It's 100% refundable, and our cost at this time is $12,269.57 total.
Okay.
Other than installation costs.
And who's the vendor?
I'm not sure who the vendor is. The make of the mufflers are called Donaldson. It's a vendor out of Springfield that Rex has done a lot of the background work on this as far as engine model, serial numbers for vehicles, VIN numbers, and engine make also.
Okay.
I move that we approve the application for the, is it biodiesel? Is that what they call it?
Southwest Missouri Area Clean Diesel.
Clean Diesel, not
Public
biodiesel.
Fleet Fund.
I move that we do that application for the grant, and you can get the wording from Frank if you want to.
I'll second that.
Danny seconds the motion. Any questions or comments? Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
All right. We've got another item on the agenda, which is tires.
Last week I brought to you the conceptual idea of Danny, Mr. Pickering is in the audience also to listen to and speak to the tire issue in Merriam Woods. Last week I brought forward that Mr. Pickering had counted an estimated 600 tires in the Merriam Woods area that are some are down in the valleys or haulers and some are on private property. We talked about waiving the fee. We talked about the trailer being parked somewhere in Merriam Woods and have confirmed with Mr. Pickering that he does have a shop site that is relatively secure. We've parked some of our vehicles there during work that we do out there. We haven't had any incidents. The trailer is capable of being hauled to the site, which makes a lot more sense than driving throughout the neighborhood because of the size of the trailer. I spoke with Mr. Pickering due to the needs and demands of the trailer at the transfer station. There would be a two-day maximum of having that trailer on site. His people were to pick up all the tires throughout Merriam Woods and load them on the vehicle also. And I don't know if I mentioned waive fees. During this spring cleanup week, the fee goes from $2 per tire to $1 per tire. In this particular instance, Mr. Pickering is asking to waive that fee altogether.
And you'll load the tires, all that?
Yes, sir. I have a crew lined up to do this. Originally, every spring and fall, we always utilize y'all's free day at the transfer station.
If you could come to the mic, if you would, please.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thanks.
And this year, I was going to tackle the tire problem. I had no idea that there was over 600 when I drove up and down the roads. It's actually the Venice on the Lake subdivision, not Merriam Woods.
Okay.
And I approached Frank with the idea that maybe if my guys brought them up and stacked them along the roads, the county could maybe come by and get them. And then he came up with the idea of possibly bringing the trailer over and parking it at our shop site where the big track hoe and back hose and everything that the road department sometimes parks there. And it's been a safe place to... It's in the nicest part of the subdivision. So we're ready to do it. I understand that I thought it was a time constraint that maybe we were going to try to do it this week since Friday and Saturday is the cleanup days. However, it would makes much more sense to wait until that big surge of all the people bringing stuff in. Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks we could do it.
Right.
It would be so great if we could get rid of them, you know, from an environmental standpoint and health with mosquito larvae and everything and just an overall aesthetic view also.
I mean, I like the idea because if we're not touching the tires, that dollar fee is basically our labor to stack the things in the trailer. So I'm fine with that. I mean, and I would encourage the same thing. Let's get through this rush of the spring cleanup and just do this as a one-time deal because we're cleaning up a neighborhood area.
Right.
I'm comfortable with all the recommendations.
Hello there.
Danny, what's your thoughts?
Hang on here just a second. I've already forgot. Put that on speaker, would you?
Yeah, Danny?
Yeah.
You there? All right, we hear you. So,
Have you already did the motion or anything?
Well, getting ready to. All I said was the request is to waive all the fees, and they'll load the trailer. And my comment was the fee that we kind of at $1, we're just basically covering our labor costs to load the trailer. So I was fine with just waiving the fees and letting us do this for a 2-day make a weekend or whatever works out for their crew. But I hadn't made a motion yet. That was thoughts. Go ahead.
The only problem that I see with it is, you know, where we have others like Mr. Combs and them that bring and pay the dollar 2 days later. Does this mean that we go to their place and pick up tires? I mean, you see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to cover so that we don't end up in a situation where we set up.
I think there's a difference there, Danny. I was kind of thinking a little bit on that line. I was going to ask Rick, this isn't just for your benefit or one place. This is all over.
Correct.
On the
In
lake.
Fact, none of it's even on property that we own.
Right.
They drive up and down the roads and chuck them out, and they roll down into the hills, sides. Some places there might be 5 to 10. Other places it might just be one here, one there. And that's why I was so unsure of the total number until I really got down and started counting. And over
yeah,
600.
Is Rick there?
There may even
the
be
meeting.
Someone
yeah.
right away.
Okay.
What's that?
There may even be someone
coming. Where
right
I was coming from on that, because we have others that you know, bring those loads, and we let them bring them in at a later date other than the date picked for the cleanup.
Danny, the biggest difference I see is that we're not touching the tires, and if they bring them up, we actually have to stack them and all that, and so that fee that we charge basically is covering the labor costs of stacking tires. So this is a little different because we're not touching the tires whatsoever.
Yeah. And what about the, you were talking about the trailer issue, then that fell apart as far as movement of the trailer?
No, I mean, I guess you didn't hear that. The trailer is transportable, and what we're talking about is moving the trailer to their location for 2 days after the spring cleanup date, just because we're going to need the trailer for those 2 days, and this coordinated as a special time separate than the spring cleanup to clean up that community.
Okay. That is more reasonable than the other, so I don't see any problem there. I worry about setting a precedent on the other part, but we're trying to clean up communities, so I guess I'd be willing to, on this mass number of tires, what did you say, about 600?
That's what he's saying, about 600 or so.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so.
You're good with it?
I'm good with it if we're cleaning up the whole community. I think that I just don't want to set a precedent where somebody, you know, like the Combses has done that for years. I'm just using them for an example now. There's, you know, where they haul them over to us and go ahead and pay the dollar. But we'll figure that out as we go. If we're trying to clean up the whole community and Rick's furnishing the labor to get them up out of the...
He is.
...the place and everything, well, I think I can go along with that.
Okay. Chuck?
I'm good to go.
He's good to go, too. So, Bob, I probably need a motion to... do we need a motion or not motion it?
Yeah, you need to make a motion to get away from it.
All right. I'll move that we waive the fees for this one-time event in the Venice on the Lake area for tire cleanup, where we'll provide a trailer for 2 days, and the labor and the loading of the trailer will be provided by the personnel in that area.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Excellent.
One quick question before we split on this. Did you think to check how many tires a trailer will hold?
Right at 600.
So if we go over, we can...
Do you hear that? The trailer will hold 600, Danny, so it'll fill up the trailer.
That's good.
Yeah.
If we run over, we can... Do something else.
Yeah.
Throw a trailer.
We'll have to make sure that we coordinate with the Combses, because I think what they bring fills it, either fills it up or fills it half full. They bring two big trailers that they have.
Right.
The day that they bring theirs, so we'll have to coordinate and make sure that they.
Yeah. Well, this will be after, so we'll make sure that transportation coordinates.
Yeah. Okay then.
Sounds good.
All right, gentlemen. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you for cleaning up. Too. Yeah.
I appreciate it. One last thing, Danny. Changing subjects here.
Thanks.
Bob has written two letters we talked about in our energy grant conversation about writing letters to Barbara Bowley and Joan Chowning. I have those letters that I'll put in your box that Bob has written, that if you guys like them, we'll send them out. If you don't like them, we'll adjust them. But these, I've got copies of them. And then, so when you get a chance, maybe tomorrow, review them, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Then what else?
Hey, could you bring, we'll be over there early.
Yes. Hey, Chuck's got something.
What about, and it's probably on the agenda, is the letter for Dr. Keeter?
It's on tomorrow morning at 7:45.
Oh, that's the 7:45.
Yep.
And is that Thursday evening? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. 7 o'clock?
I have a draft done. Would you like it dated Thursday evening, or would you like it dated tomorrow when you vote on it?
Thursday.
Thursday is what I'd say.
I would say Thursday.
To 15th instead of 14th.
Correct. Okay. Yep.
One other thing, just a concept thrown out on the table. I had a phone call from Jim Jewsbury with MoDOT just after our mediation meeting. There's a sign, and it's come to us before, that blocks the view at Sycamore Church Road. And we've looked into it, tried to look into it before, and it's, you know, it's on private property, and there's nothing done about it, or didn't think they could be done about it. Well, MoDOT's just floating an idea out there to us. Would we be willing to partner with them and maybe even the school? I think maybe the school, Branson School's called on it also. Possibly MoDOT would core drill holes, and maybe we provide a piece of equipment to actually move the sign over. They might even put some post or what in there that you attach the sign to, where they wouldn't have to have new post and all those kind of different things. And so anyhow, I don't know if that's an item we need to vote on or not, but I told him I would float it out there, and I said it on the surface sounded like something reasonable we ought to look at, because it is definitely a safety hazard to a lot of people coming in and out of.
I'm open to 248. I'm open to it. So.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that word to him then. That we're certainly open. Just come up with a plan. And
alternatives. I mean, moving the sign, they cost more than just buying them out. So I mean, we got to look at all alternatives, I think.
Buying who out?
Well, I'm saying if it costs less to buy the property and the sign and tear it down, then you know, wouldn't that make more sense than moving it? But I don't know. Maybe it makes more sense to move it. And what if they don't want to move it? I mean, I think we just have to look at all the alternatives.
I'm open to their suggestion.
I doubt that they would want to do away with the sign by selling the property. I mean, it's probably a pretty good sign location, I'm thinking. But yep. Anyway, all right, well, I'll pass it back to him.
Great.
Thank you. What else?
That's it.
Danny?
All right, that's all.
That all you got? All right, we're done, Frank?
Yes.
We'll recess until tomorrow at 7:45, I think it is.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.